USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Russia has nothing to celebrate on Victory Day.
They have not succeeded in defeating the Ukrainians. They've not succeeded in dividing the world or dividing NATO.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Linda Thomas-Greenfield called Kremlin plans for a flyover of a so-called doomsday plane an escalation as a result of Moscow's failures. Thomas-Greenfield added that Russia put themselves on the list of countries that are state sponsors of terrorism. First Lady Jill Biden made an unannounced visit to Ukraine, meeting with the nation's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, near the country's border with Slovakia. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
I would highly recommend this company because they are quick and very easy to work with, did a really good job, and saved me a lot of money in the process.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
They were amazing. They are unbelievable. And I think they're just not going to do what they did for me. I think they will do it for anybody. They will just go beyond just to help you.
If we can help you, give us a call at 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779.
I would say Fellowship is the way to go.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Some pro-choice activists are reportedly calling for demonstrations at Catholic churches following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion signaling the end of Roe versus Wade. Virginia AG Jason Myers reminds everyone,
it's actual federal law that you're not allowed to directly intimidate and interfere with somebody in a house of worship, their ability to worship God and worship their Lord. And so this has been brought to my attention. We've taken it very, very seriously. There's also a variety of different trespassing laws in Virginia that prevent you from blocking the ingress, egress, going into a church.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The White House has not condemned the illegal leak of the draft document. Planes dumping water on New Mexico's wildfires are being grounded by strong winds. Airborne firefighters are battling six wildfires in New Mexico, including the massive Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire near Santa Fe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey released this week found that the economy is the most important issue to American voters in the November elections. 38% saying lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the top issue. This as Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says the Biden administration has created the inflation mess.
The problem is that this government has acted too slow, too often. They created the inflation, now they want to have credit for solving the problem, when in fact the problem may actually exacerbate the situation. The Fed does not have enough tools in the toolkit for the economy that we have today.
We're learning more about the new White House press secretary from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
As the White House announced, a new spokesperson will be Karine Jean-Pierre starting May 13th. It's another example of the White House and its close ties to mainstream media. Current spokesperson Jen Psaki will become a broadcaster on MSNBC, and Jean-Pierre is married to a CNN news anchor. Some other information about Jean-Pierre. She worked for radical organization MoveOn.org. She has a history of anti-Israeli radicalism, and she once said Trump wanted to put a whites-only sign on the Statue of Liberty and claimed Trump had been a lifelong racist despite evidence to the contrary.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.